The Gemara Masechta Metzia Daf Kuf Ches teaches us the halacha of Bar Mitzvah. The Tetara Kedoshah says the words Vasisa Hayoshev Atoiv, that a Jew is supposed to do what's right and proper. And the Gemara says that that means that if I own a property, my obligation is to sell that property to my neighbor before I sell it to anyone else. As we just said, this is a pasuk, Vasisa Yoshev Atoiv. And therefore we have a machloikus rishonim, if this is a din d'oraisa or it's a din d'rabbanan. The Rosh and the Meiri are of the opinion that it's a d'rabbanan. And so too Rashi here on Daf Kuf Ches Amud Beis, Divrei Amask Les, seems to learn that this was instituted on behalf of the Lekeach. Rashi says, Shleitiknu Chachomim Lekeach. So from Rashi we seem to learn 2 points. Number one, that it's only a din derabbanan. And secondly, that the obligation of the din of the Bar Mitzvah is an obligation on the Lekeach. I may not buy a property for which there is already a Bar Mitzvah. The Shilti HaGeboirim, however, seems to learn that the din of Bar Mitzvah is a deraisa. He says, Chayiv Litain Shatoira Omram. The Rambam in Hilchis Shreinim, Perik Yudbeis, Halocha Hei, says, Dovze Mishum Shenemar Vasisa Hayoshev Atoiv Amru Chachamim. So it's interesting. The Rambam is quoting the pasuk, but he concludes the sentence with saying Amru Chachamim. So the Magen Mishnah explains that the Torah just gave us a general rule of Vasisa Hayoshev Vatoiv. They left it up to the Chachamim to identify and explain what does the Torah mean when it says that we should do Hasisa Hayoshev Vatoiv. And the Magen Mishnah, the words of the Magen Mishnah are beautiful words. We'll read some of them. Vinyan Din Ben Meitzerhu. What is Pshat in the Bar Mitzvah? The Torah taught us how people should behave. How should we act in this world? For example, he says, the Torah says, Kedoshim to you. And what is Kedoshim to you? As the Ramban explains, Kaddish Atzmacha B'motulcha. Even something which is technically, halachically permissible, one has to sanctify himself. Shalai Shotav Achataivas Oilam. To be careful not to be drawn after the desires of the world. A person should act appropriately, nicely with other people. It's impossible, says the Magen Mishnah, Lefi Litzavis Pratim, to give us all the details. Lefi Shemitzvah Satoira, Heim B'chol Eisim B'chol Zman B'chol Inyan. Torah is eternal. V'chechrich Chayv Lasses Kain. And that's the way, of course, that it has to be, that Torah remains forever. However, Omidas Ha'odom Anagosoy Mischalfus Lefei Azman V'ishim. But a person's behavior changes according to different times. As Chacham The Torah gave us certain details in these rules. Some are absolutely required. Certain situations are l'chatchilas, v'derech achsidus, and sometimes it's only exemplary behavior that talking about. Says the Magen Mishnah regarding this is what the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah says. Divrei Chachamim are even greater than Divrei Doraisa. Shnema ki toivim doidecha b'yayim. So it seems that the Magen Mishnah is saying that this is a din, that the Rambam will hold that it's a Doraisa, but the Rambam is, even though the Torah doesn't explicitly say this din, the Torah left it to the Chachamim to explain this din. The Bnei Yisoschar brings from the Chidor that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Shemayim to receive the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, "Tnoi hoitchal Shemayim." The Gemara Masechet Shabbos that peches on the base. What was the claim of the Malachim? The claim of the Malachim was Dina Deva Metzra. The Torah was with them in Shemayim, and therefore they have first rights on the receiving of the Torah. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered that Klal Yisrael are in the category of Bodim Lamakim. And children, there's no rule of Bar Metzra by children. If somebody gives or sells a property to a son, to a child, we don't have an issue of Bar Metzra. That's Pshat, Bonim Atem, Lashem Elokecha. The Chidor says another reason why the claim of Bar Metzra wasn't a valid claim by the Malachim, that they should receive the Torah versus Klal Yisrael. Because he says, in a situation, and that becomes clear in our sugi here, in a situation which involves a loss to the seller, there we don't say the concept of Bar Metzra. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to say to the Malachim. Yes, when it comes to the panemius of the Torah, the Malachim have the ability to connect to the Torah. But as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to say, can you fulfill Kibra Ve'ein? Can you fulfill Shemira Shabbos? That part of the Torah, the Malachim can't participate in. So the seller, Kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not get as good of a deal when he gives the Torah to the Malachim, who only have connections to the Panemius HaTorah, as if he gives it to Klal Yisrael, who also have the ability to fulfill the mitzvahs Ba'olam Hazeh. And then there's no rule of Bar Metzra. Dor HaChaim explains, that is now why we could understand that when Avram Avinu bought the Maris HaMachpelah from Ephraim, he asked all the Bnei Ches to get involved. And Ephraim indeed says, the Pasuk says, Le'enei Bnei Ami Nusati Lecha Kvar Meisecha. Avram Avinu was concerned, explains the Aruch Chaim, that the Bnei Ches will come with a claim that they should get the Maris HaMachpelah, because they're the Bar Metzra of the Maris HaMachpelah. So therefore, Avram Avinu specifically involved the Bnei Ches in this deal, and they therefore obviously relinquished any claims to the Maris HaMachpelah, so there should be no claim of Bar Metzra. The Aruch Chaim in Parashas Vayechi says this point a little differently. He says, the Pasuk says, in Parashas Vayechi, when Yaakov Avinu asks Yosef to bury him in the Maris HaMachpelah, so he says, V'ma'or asher b'steya machpelah, asher kona avram es asada, meis av efren achiti lachuzes kever. And then the Pasuk says, mitna asada v'ma'or asher b'o me'es b'nei ches. So, in the first Pasuk, it just says, the word ma'ara. In the second pasuk, it says hasada v'hamara. Also, in the first pasuk, it says that he bought it from Ephron Achiti, and in the second pasuk, it says he bought it from Bnei Ches. So he explains that the ma'ara Avram Avinu bought from Ephron, but then Avram was concerned that yes, I bought the Ma'ara from Ephron Achiti, But why not? But I have to be worried about the. I have to be worried about the din of Bar Mitzvah. So what did Avraham Avinu do? He bought the field. Also, the field he didn't buy from Ephraim. The field didn't belong to Ephraim. The field belonged to Bnei Ches. And because he bought the field from Bnei Ches, they lost their claim, and Avraham Avinu was therefore guaranteed that he would not have to be worried about Bar Mitzvah with the Maris HaMachpelah. The Panim Yofis has a different approach why Avraham Avinu wasn't, how Avraham Avinu took care of the problem of Bar Mitzvah. Avraham Avinu said, Ger v'toyshev anoichi imochem. We learn in our Gemara that if somebody bought a property from someone and now he sells it back to the original owner, then there's no concept of Bar Mitzvah. So it says, Ger v'toyshev anoichi imochem. And therefore I was here originally, and therefore there's no issue of Bar Mitzvah. Moreover, he says that the pasuk says that they said to Avraham Avinu, "Nesi Elokim ata b'seichenu," and we learn in our sugya daf kuf ches on the base that by Talmud Chacham there's no concern about Metzra. The pasuk also continues, says the Panim Yofis, that Avraham Avinu bought the Maris HaMachpelah with arba meis shekel oiv l'soicher, and we learned in our Gemara here as well, on Daf Kuches on the base, that if the seller sells the property and he needs Zuzim because he needs cash, then also there is no issue about Metzra. So Avraham Avinu did all these various different techniques, learning our Sugya in order to avoid any claim about Metzra.